Ecclesiastes chapter 3. To everything there is a season and a time, to every purpose under the heaven. A time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant, a time to pluck up that which is planted, a time to kill, a time to heal, a time to break down, a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to cry and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to seek and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to cast away, a time to tear and a time to sew up, a time to keep silence and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace. What profit does he have who works in that in which he works? I've seen the labor which God has given to the sons of men to be exercised in it. He's made everything beautiful in its time. Also, he has put the world in their heart, so that man cannot find out the work that God has made from the beginning to the end. I know that there is nothing better for them than to rejoice and to do good in their lives, and also that every man should eat and drink and enjoy good in all his labor is the gift of God. Whatever God does, I know it shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken away from it. And God has done it, that men should fear before him. That which is has been already, and that which is to be has already been. And God seeks that which is past. So I think what he's saying is that he's depressed because, as we said on Ecclesiastes chapter 2, he thinks that death is the same for all men. He is not seeing the difference between the righteous being resurrected and living forever and the wicked just dying eternally. He's refusing to accept that difference because he likes to think that it's all about this life. It's all about what you can get in this world for yourself. And now he's gone out and got everything for himself. He sees that it's all rather pointless. And so what he's just saying is, well, yeah, there's a time for everything, but in the end, it's all pretty pointless. You can do all these different things, but it's all pretty pointless. And yes, there is a God, but it is all a waste of time. And he complains about all the labor that God has given to man, and maybe he's got in mind how God, as it were, cursed Adam and Eve with having to work until they died. So he can't see his way beyond the curse. He can't see his way beyond the fact that man must work, or else until he die. That is just part of the curse. And he refuses to see beyond that. And it's all here for us to learn a lesson from, because we should be able to see beyond that. When God gave Israel the Sabbath, that was a day on which they did not have to work. It's as if he was encouraging them to see that this curse that I put on the earth, the man shall work in the sweat of his face until he goes back to the dust, that curse, actually, I'll give you a break from it. Once every 7 days. And of course, that looked forward to the rest of God's kingdom, when we will not labor in that sense. So Solomon goes on, and moreover, I saw under the sun in the place of judgment that wickedness was there, and the place of righteousness, that is, justice, that iniquity was there. And I said in my heart, God will judge the righteous and the wicked. There is a time there for every purpose and for every work. I said in my heart, it is because of the sons of men that God may prove them, and that they may see that they themselves are but as animals. So you don't get justice in this world. When people say, oh, I'm going to take you to court, oh, you should go to court. Well, just be aware that ultimately justice is from God and you won't get justice in this world. That's what he seems to be saying here. And he wishes that God would help people to realize that by nature we are just as animals. We are created by God from the dust. We live with the breath of God keeping us alive, and we will die. That which happens to the sons of men happens to the animals. The same thing happens to them. As the one dies, so dies the other. They've all got the same spirit. So when God made man, he made Adam out of the dust of the earth. He breathed into his nose the breath of the Spirit of life, and man became a living soul, a living creature. So before that, he had, as it were, been a dead body, a dead soul, dead creature. God put the breath of the Spirit of life into him, and he became alive. When God takes back that spirit, we go back to the dust, just like animals. So we are no better than animals in the way that we die. In other ways, we are. God has given us the opportunity to know him because we are made in God's image. And we are responsible to God in a way that animals aren't. But when it comes to death, we are just like them. As the one dies, so dies the other. They've all got the same spirit or breath. A man has got no greatness above a beast, for all is vanity. All go to one place, all are of the dust, and all turn to dust again. Who knows whether the spirit of man goes upward and the spirit of the animal goes downward to the earth? I think what he's saying is that is not the case. It's not the case that man's spirit somehow goes to God and the animal's spirit goes down to the earth. No, because we are the same in the way that we die. So I saw that there's nothing better than that a man should rejoice in his works, for that is his portion, for who will bring him back to see what will be? Well, you see, this again is the point that Solomon's saying, just get on and have a good life. Don't worry about anything, because you're not going to come back. But the point is, the point is that you will come back if you are one of God's people. He says, who will bring a man back to see what will be? Well, who will bring a man back to life? God, through Jesus. This is the huge significance of the resurrection of Jesus. We will be resurrected. And so it is therefore not true that you just get on and enjoy yourself while you can. This is what the world thinks. That's not true. Because for us, there is life. Beyond the grave, we shall go back to dust, but when Jesus comes back, we will be resurrected, and this makes all the difference.